You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Episode 10 of Soundtracks, and as a special birthday treat to myself and you, I have a fantastic gift in store. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and on today's show we're covering BuySoundtracks.com's remastering of the original Blade Runner soundtrack. Now I know you're sitting here wondering, why do I want to hear this? Well, more on that and the excitement that I have for it later. Let's just go ahead and get things started. Take a trip to the future with me and enjoy Bicycle Riders as it was meant to be heard right here on Soundtracks. Bicycle Riders, right here on Soundtracks. Of course, you're looking to pick up this insanely good remastering. I've listened to the entire thing multiple times. You can visit buysoundtracks.com and get the full remastering. So I know what you're thinking. Why deal with a remaster when you can find the original? Well, you can look all you want, but it doesn't exist. Outside of the original theatrical release in 1982, there has not been a full version of Vangelis' score released for the film. There was a falling out between him and Scott during the post-production phase, and the two never came to terms, and basically he was like, hey, I'm not going to make the soundtrack for this film. So an orchestra was brought in and tried to replicate, you can sense the irony there, an LP that was then released after the film. In 2007, the two managed to strike a deal after 25 years of Blade Runner, to try and have some of the original work appear in the film. It was not released in full. There was still some stuff left out. So, the producers of BuySoundtracks.com went and got the film reel from the original theatrical showing and went through finding all the instruments, doing their hardest just to make sure the sound you heard, the production quality, everything to it is exactly the way Vangelis intended. Is it worth it? I've seen the DVD release and heard the soundtrack. Hell yes. There is seriously no comparison. I wish someday these two could be meshed together. Until then, why don't you take a listen to Love Theme and see if you don't agree. It's right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
right here on Soundtracks, where we're covering buysoundtracks.com's remastering of the original Blade Runner soundtrack. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTarn.com. And can we all agree that if Deckard is the best replicant hunter in the business, we certainly don't want anyone else. I'm not trying to, like, you know, bust cojones or anything, but I've never seen a supposed hotshot get his ass handed to him so many times as he does in the movie. He gets strangled, shoots down a subject in a full crowd, nearly gets beaten to death, witnesses the death of one of his clients, and is unable to stop it. And basically fumbles his way till the end of the film, where he just gets insanely lucky. There was really nothing he had to do with the way things ended. And I kind of sense a theme here. Han Solo, Indiana Jones, both tough guys, both ones who never stop, but they also get beaten quite a bit along the way. Maybe that's what makes Harrison Ford great. I'm gonna let you be the judge. Right now we have Memories of Green, and you can only find it here on Soundtracks.
Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com. Thank you.
Memories of Green, right here on Soundtracks. We're listening to buysoundtracks.com. That's BYSOUNDTRAX, spelled like the show, .com if you want to pick it up. We're not affiliated with them in any way, by the way. That was just a freaky coincidence that they happened to send us this. Anyway, Mick Jost, editor of GeekTiger.com, and do you think Deckard was a replicant or not? Now, I know film buffs, don't jump on my case. Ridley Scott did say that he intended for Deckard to be a replicant. Although I think there's some room for debate in that. I prefer the more deeper philosophical message that, replicant or not, we all share the same goals and ambitions, and then that kind of leads to the deeper thinking of, what is it that truly makes us human? You know? Is it unicorn dreams? Is it a lack thereof? I don't know. I don't know. So I've come to a song now that I like to give a little bit of a 80s glam rock kind of intro to, like I'm at a concert or something. So just bear with me for a minute. Okay. Welcome to the revolution. We are Soundtracks, and this is Tears and Rain. I hope you enjoy it. Tears and Rain, right here on Soundtracks, where we've come to the end of the episode. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTiger.com, and I want to take an aside, like I do pretty much at the end of every episode, to just say, things are getting great. I love the fact that we are gaining followers every week. You guys are awesome on Twitter, at keeping up with us. I love your emails, I love everything you got to say about the show, I love the soundtracks you suggest. I'm proud to announce that due to the sheer popularity of the show and the sheer amount of soundtracks we're getting, to better serve you, we're going to be jumping up to 2 episodes a week. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, you're going to be getting an episode of Soundtracks. You're going to be getting more classical films that you love, as well as some interviews with experts on other sites, their opinions, and more. I can't wait to give it to you. Please stay tuned. Please tell your friends, anyone interested in soundtracks, to follow @Soundtracks on Twitter, SOUNDTRAX. Subscribe on iTunes by searching Geek Tyrant and clicking Soundtracks. Please, please, please subscribe. That means so many good things for me if you do, and I appreciate it a lot. And I'm going to leave you with my favorite song on the soundtrack. One More Kiss, Dear, right here on Soundtracks.
One more kiss, dear. One more sigh. Only this, dear, is goodbye. For our love is such pain and such pleasure that I'll treasure till I die. So for now, dear, au revoir, madame. But I vow, dear, not farewell. For in time we may have a love's glory. Our love story to tell. Just as every autumn leaves fall from the tree, tumble to the ground and die. So in the springtime, like sweet memories, they will return as we lie. Like the sun, dear, upon high, we'll return, dear, to the sky. Till tomorrow, goodbye. One more kiss, dear. One more sigh. Only this, dear. Such passion, such pleasure. I will treasure until I die. Like the sun, dear, upon high, will return. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.